Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. I want to welcome you to Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for being here. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, changing your mindset, raising your vibration, all right? And tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, changing your habits, your thoughts, and your beliefs so that you can start doing things differently so that you can move differently out here in these streets. So today I'm going to be talking about taking care of yourself first, because I feel like this past week for me has been a challenge. It has. And I constantly have to remind myself that not only to take care of myself mentally, all right, with the things that I allow coming in, all right, the things that I watch and the things that I think and the things that I say and do, okay, I have to pay attention to those things, but I also have to, and you also should, pay attention to what your physical body is telling you to do. So you must take care of yourself first, no matter what you got going on outside of you. So this week for me, you know, I've been having these issues again with my acid reflux, my GERD, whatever you want to refer to it as. And I have come to a conclusion that sausage is my kryptonite. I cannot eat sausage anymore, okay? It is out. I'm throwing it out with all of the things that I haven't been eating, but that's one of the things. See, what had happened was, for the people in the back, your girl thought she was good. I hadn't had this issue in a long while, and so I thought I was good. I thought I can go out, you know, take my probiotics for my digestion system, all right, and eat whatever I want. And that is not the case. I cannot go backwards. And that's one of the things that we have to remind ourselves. Once we get in this routine of eating healthy, you know, we always feel like, you know, we give ourselves, we call it cheat days, whatever you want to label it as, okay? You can't fall back into that, is what I feel. You can't go backwards, okay? You got to continue on the road to a healthier, successful, not only body, but just mindset altogether in every aspect. So I fell off of my diet, or whatever you want to call it. I don't call it a diet, it's just what I choose to eat. And normally I choose to eat like salads, chicken, fish. So by request, your girl was asked to make gumbo. So I bought these big ass shrimp, some andouille sausage, some chicken breast, you know, so it was a chicken sausage and shrimp gumbo. And I put my foot in it. All right, I did the damn thing, okay? So, of course, I made this big old pot of gumbo. I felt like I deserved to have some of it, all right? So I eat it, you know, and not to mention a few days earlier, I probably was eating McDonald's fries, which I don't normally do potatoes because I don't like the way they make me feel, but I ate McDonald's fries. You know, this is all in the course of this past week, right? So the night I eat this gumbo, I immediately, like, my stomach just starts turning. It's like somebody's poking a bunch of needles in my stomach. I'm like, oh man, here we go. So it's like poking and burning at the same time, if that makes sense. I don't know if you've ever felt any type of reflux or indigestion, but it does not feel good. and it does not make you want to get up and do anything when you are feeling this way. So that's how I've been feeling practically for the past 5 days. I haven't been wanting to get up to do anything. I've just kind of been laying around and thinking about like ways to raise my vibration, listening to music, watching comedy, doing all those things that I've been teaching myself and teaching you all to do to help raise your vibration and get out of this, you know, this lower vibrational feeling. So I've still been doing those things, even though I don't feel at my best. And that's what you got to do. You got to take care of yourself. So even when you don't feel at your best, you still do things that elevates your vibration, that raises your vibration. Okay? I still got to, even though I didn't feel good, and even the toilet broke, which is a whole nother nasty conversation that I'm not about to get into, which probably made my stomach turn even more, but it's just a lot been going on this week. And what I want you to do is take care of yourself, whatever that is. You know, if you're not feeling good, rest. That's what I've been doing. But also, don't get in this lower vibration where you keep telling yourself, I don't feel good, I don't feel good, I don't feel good. Don't do that. Don't do that for the people in the back. No, you get up, you find things that you enjoy doing, that you love to do, and that takes your mind off of you not feeling good. That takes away the pain, I promise you that. And you start to bring in these good vibrations and these good feelings. Okay, so I get up every day and I still, you know, I put myself together, because if I was just to lay here all day long, like I'm just, you know, about to kick the bucket or something, you know, I'm gonna stay in that vibration. But if I get up, you know, and I comb my hair, I do everything that I need to do to make me feel good, then I'm putting myself in a better feeling vibration each and every day. So by turning to music, I listen to music, I go dance around. Even if, you know, like I said, I'm not 100%, but I still get up and dance around and move my body, all right? I'm creating that energy to flow into me. So take care of yourself, all right? Take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. All right, pay attention to when you don't feel good. Sit down when you need to sit down. Drink some water when you feel you need to drink some water. Stop eating if you feel that's irritating you even more. All right, if you're sick, I'm saying, like if you're like me and had an upset stomach, you know, sometimes I had to eat light or I would just drink water. Is nothing wrong with that. All right, you're not gonna, you know, mess up anything. You're actually detoxing your body by just pumping water in and allowing all the toxicity to flow out. Okay, so my reminder for this week is to take care of yourself first. So if you've been feeling a certain way, try to get out of it. And the way you get out of that, again, for the people in the back, is you do something that takes your mind away from it. So therefore, let's say last night, all right? For instance, last night I was thinking about, man, what am I going to do for my podcast? But the perfect thing came through to me was just talk about what's going on with me right now and why I don't have a episode planned out for this week, because I've been going through this issue, and I'm going to talk about it. Last night, I said, all right, let me take my mind away for a moment. And see, I know what does that for me. It's writing, it's drawing, it's, you know, anything, it's music, it's basically for me, it's those things. So I decided to draw. I drew this beautiful picture, and you can go see it over on my Instagram, at KissMyArts1, okay? I drew this beautiful picture. I watched this podcast called Two Funny Mamas with Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley. And again, it's the comedy for me that keeps me in a high vibration, that keeps me smiling, that keeps me laughing, and that keeps me in better spirits. Okay, so I drew like a logo design of the podcast. Okay, you know, but what that does for me, and when you find that thing that does it for you, that takes you away from what's going on outside of you and brings you into a whole nother zone, that's when you start to shift. And you start to shift into wellness. Okay? You start to shift into a whole nother, like, dimension. Like, you're not even here anymore. Because the time just passes by and you're not thinking about the things that's been going on. So take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself first. No matter what you got going on outside of you. If you feel like you need to do something, then do it. If you don't feel like you need to do something, then don't do it. If you feel like you want to go somewhere, then go. Just do it. Because I guarantee you it's going to benefit you in some way. Because you have this urge inside of you to do it. Take care of yourself first is what I want you to remember this week. Don't worry about what nobody else got going on. I know we have other responsibilities outside of ourselves, but remember that we cannot handle those responsibilities and function properly if we do not take care of ourselves. Remember that. So, I'm going to continue to heal throughout this week. And hopefully, you know, I feel a whole lot better just getting this off my chest. This makes me feel good doing this podcast episode. So, I hope that you have a beautiful and wonderful Friday. I hope that I have helped you in some way raise your own vibration and reminded you to do things that helps you raise your vibration, like listening to music, dancing, okay? Moving your body, just simply getting up and moving your body will change the chemical in your body and release these endorphins that allow you to feel a different way. But I thank you for being here. I thank you for listening, and share this podcast with somebody you feel needs to listen to what I say on a weekly basis here on Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. I love you. Have a beautiful, wonderful, exciting Friday. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.